you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Ain't no need to panic.
No need for apologies.
You ever think about that? Like, you ever listen to a song, you hear some of the sound effects, and you realize Menuhin was doing that. Like,
that's Menuhin singing in the background.
Yeah, like,
that's not high enough.
Who's that ain't my phone. That was me last week, but that's you this week. So, people make beats. Like Timbaland, he got to make all them noises. You know what I mean? Pharrell got to make all them noises. Pharrell got to boop, 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 boop.
That's so funny.
Everybody, boom, boom. Yeah, everybody's a
them niggas. Boom,
boom. He got to time it a little sound. Bit. Like, coming a little bit later.
You got to practice that.
Yeah, man. All right, man. Well, welcome to another Splendiferous episode of No Need for Apologies.
Splendiferous is a good word.
All right, man. It's good to be back in the studio. Mm-hmm. It feels like we haven't done this in a while. This is the first show of the new year. God damn.
First show of the new year.
Happy New Year, pimp.
Happy New Year, pimp. Yeah, we're doing good.
Christmas, all that good stuff,
let's try to fuck around this year. Get that NNFA out. Get a following.
I think it's getting there. Yeah. You guys have done a great job. You didn't get us to 4.5K, so I wasn't able to get you your Christmas present.
Sorry. Lump of coal in your stocking, nigga.
I'm that kind of father. I'm that kind of parent.
I would have got it for you, but you fucked up.
Somebody fucked up, man.
So, I mean, but it's not too late. I'm not like I won't give it to you. I want to give it to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me give it to you.
Yeah, it sounds like a little bit of rapist, right? I want to give it to you. I want to give it to you, but you got to give me a reason to give it to you. Now, we close. We had like 4.417, something like that. So it's like, tell like 80 more people, 90
more
people.
You gotta sell me what I'm trying to buy. Right.
And then I'll drop the special, you know what I mean? And I got some more shit coming for you. Michael Ramp coming soon, all that good shit, you know what I mean? So
I like your long sleeve, Dave.
What'd you say?
So it's a nice long sleeve you got there.
You like
there.
A long sleeve?
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you want me to plug it? I'm not plugging it. You should have ordered it by December 6th. Fuck y'all. I'm not doing nothing different for y'all.
That's right, boy.
Y'all can go to Podcast Merch and order whatever the fuck is left.
That's right, boy.
I feel like a single mother today.
Very sassy. Very sassy. Sassy indeed.
I ain't for y'all shit today,
bring
man.
Bring on the guest, Mom.
I told y'all what to do. I'm about to bring my guest on, all right? All right. This guest, we love her. All right. You guys know her from BET, from comedy all over the place. Give it up for the very lovely Eva Evans. What's
Yay,
up, Mom?
What's
Queen
up?
Jersey, Jamaica.
Welcome.
Here.
Jamaica Jersey. Welcome, man.
What's
first
up?
Time, long time. You should have been on the show, man.
Should have been.
Yeah,
it's all right, though. Better late than never, right?
Yeah, yeah. You was being cute for COVID, like you was playing it safe this whole time.
I just be living my life. Like whatever happens, happens. Like,
God damn.
That means
no.
Yeah, like I just
that means I'm wilding.
Yeah.
Like anybody who took a break from social media, they either doing well or they wilding. You know what I mean?
But I have a solution for your problem, your follow-up problem on.
Okay.
Just post a couple thirst traps.
Thirst traps?
Yeah, that'll work.
No,
that'll
well,
work.
I wasn't trying to get my Instagram up. Right, we was trying to get the YouTube up.
Oh, the YouTube? Oh,
I want more subscribers on YouTube,
heard you.
And then I was going
right,
to give them
so
my
this
special.
What we going to do. I'm going to give you a T-shirt. I want you to tie it in a knot and do one of your stretch mark booty
pictures. There you go. I got a T-shirt.
I'm
right outside,
yes.
Y'all go ahead, cut it up and do all that.
Hey, you got the stretch marks, boy.
I do got
the
stretch
marks. With the stretches.
Put some out. You a fan of the stretch marks?
Oh, I love them.
Stretch marks are receipts from God.
Yeah.
Oh, that's how you know.
From the Lord.
Okay. Yeah, that's how you
look
know.
Like lightning bolts on that
yeah.
girl ass.
Yeah.
That's how
yeah.
you know it's God giving. You heard?
I don't pay attention to them either. I know they're
lightning
there,
storm.
You know what I mean? But I don't like run from them. How you feel about stretch marks on dudes, though?
On they butt.
Nah.
On they thighs.
I mean, is it
all over here?
Does he have it because he was big and he lost weight?
Cat Williams said it's either or.
It don't matter.
I don't mind.
They're receipts from God.
Right.
They're receipts from God.
Mind.
Oh, they only receipts from God when it's you, huh?
So they not receive from God when it's a nigga with.
No, I don't mind.
Hey, no need for apologies. Get
he got the Bengals helmet on
but
his
yeah,
office.
She said that right away. Oh. Hey, stretch marks are receipts from God.
Yeah.
But you know what? I usually talk to like skinny guys.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Okay. Yeah. You
never experienced
so if he's
it.
Skinny with stretch marks.
Like, I'm going to have some questions because how did it yeah. happen?
What part of God's store was you shopping
right.
at? I want to know what store you were shopping at. What's these receipts, motherfucker?
But like, I
you gonna be tax woman, huh?
I definitely,
oh my God,
you gonna audit this nigga?
Even don't give a fuck.
Skinny men be having skinny men be packing like that's a scientific fact.
Packing what? Big dick?
Yes.
Okay. I've never fucked a skinny
tall and skinny.
Dude, so.
Tall and skinny.
Dudes got hogs.
Yeah,
that's what they say.
They
that's
really
what
they do. Say? They really uh-huh. do.
Like, you've tested this, or you between you and the girls? Because I know girls do this thing now.
I've done the individual research, and then we've collected data as a community.
Yeah,
that's true. Dudes be like, yo, girls with baby hair got the fattest pussies, nigga. Very deep.
That's also very true.
Very deep. Them shows be deep crazy, bro. That's what niggas be talking about. But anyway,
do we though?
No, we don't. Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Dudes.
No, the fuck we don't.
Dudes never, like.
We do not.
I've never been like, yo, Derek, yo.
Yeah, that girl
what the pussy was like, man. How was the pussy?
Oh, y'all don't talk about.
It looked like Homer Simpson mouth. It looked
really?
Like Homer Simpson
nah.
mouth.
You beat? Oh,
you beat? Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Y'all don't talk about how it was?
Fuck no.
Oh.
Nobody, like.
The point is you beat.
Yeah. It's
you
weird.
Was in it, right?
Maybe it's us. Dylan, do y'all do that? Do you ask your friends how the pussy was?
What a vagina look like? How was it sculpted?
I never asked how it's sculpted, but you definitely go like, you know, how was it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. Huh. I would think so.
Natalie, do you ask how was it? Do you ask your friends how it was?
All my friends are like in relationships. I have like no one to ask.
Oh,
okay. Do you
I
know?
Have the same problem.
But hold
all my
on.
Friends have boyfriends too.
Your friends in a relationship. Do you know how their sex life is going?
But I ain't never hear
yeah.
niggas go.
You
fair,
do?
Yeah.
Oh
fair,
no,
yeah.
you really shouldn't though. You don't talk about your man with
not often.
Ain't doing this shit. Hold totally backwards.
Your
hold on. Hold
wild.
On one second. Hold on one second.
Unless he's doing great. If he's doing a good job, then
no,
she talks about
know.
It.
No, you don't.
That's
know.
What Megan
I know it from
fuck.
When
wow.
it was new,
nah.
and
from
then I just
new?
Assume
okay.
that it's been the same since.
Okay, because that's
yeah. You can't tell bitches how your man like lay pipe. You really because bitches get curious.
Yeah
absolutely.
Yeah you don't. I don't. Biggie said it to me that I don't talk about whatever with my wife or whatever the fuck the lyric was. Like you don't talk about shit at home with your like.
Is that why dudes don't do it though? Is that why dudes don't talk about it? Because we know like ain't no point in tempting your homie or.
No.
I don't even think it would tempt me hearing about the.
Nah,
you know
how
me?
Was she? Mm. She's a nice.
So what
all
is
my
it?
Homies say the same shit. She's a nice lady.
Yeah, right. Nobody talks shit.
She's a really
a
nice
girl,
lady.
A girl pussy could be trash, smell awful.
Oh my
we
God.
Ain't gonna dog her out like that.
Really? Y'all don't?
No, we would not out a chick. We'd just be like.
Yeah, I don't out the chick. I
yeah.
just tell my closest homies.
We'll tell
homies,
a story.
Like, no, you ain't gonna believe this shit.
Your closest homies, see?
No,
still
no,
tell somebody.
You don't tell who it is, though, do you? You'll just
no,
say
you don't
this because
you wouldn't
chick.
Know.
It's a story.
Yeah, you're right.
It's a story. We
yeah,
don't
yeah,
put
yeah,
no
yeah.
fucking name and face to
yeah,
it.
It turns into
y'all be like,
fiction.
Let me show you this nigga. Go ahead, like him, and then watch all his shit.
And then play him and make him feel bad about himself.
So
that's just crazy.
Let me tell you something real quick. So I know this guy, right?
Uh-huh.
He's like a party promoter in Brooklyn. And when he started talking to this girl, like he showed his friends the nudes, the sex tape, all type of shit. Then he fell in love. And they're like on the road to getting married. So like now all his mans and them have seen his fiance, future wife, future mother of his children's vagina.
Hold on.
Dave, shit just got real, nigga. That ow.
All right, wait. Okay. All right,
you
I like
do you,
that.
Do you understand the situation?
I understand exactly what the situation is.
Yeah.
I've lived that too. I got friends that done that. It's
so,
weird.
Yeah,
I got friends
yeah,
that
so
married.
It's like,
chicks that I'm like, hey, what this shit?
Oh, you fucked the wife?
Yeah,
before?
Yeah,
oh.
yeah. I like on some like I don't know whether you all right, whatever.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Why? And
was he aware?
I'm not 100% sure because it was one of them things where it was when he started up with her, we just assumed he was partying her like everybody else, and then like. She was
him.
Just there, and it was
and
like
she caught
oh,
him.
And then she was
him.
Still there.
Got
oh, and then it was like,
come here,
oh
nigga.
Shit! Like wow,
everybody else escaped.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like yeah,
we got
so...
caught up in the maze.
Damn!
You know how niggas be? Come on! I'm not gonna. And the door slammed on them.
Didn't even get his hat.
Damn.
Couldn't even pull his hat like Indiana Jones, nigga.
Got caught.
Right.
That's what it is.
But this should be crazy because they end up turning out being a good lady. It's like you get to bite. I do like that aspect because I'm older. Like I'm 38. So I'm at the age where I am seeing a lot of hoes become housewives, and they're really good at it. They are really good at it.
Hoes are coming around.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of hoes.
They're retiring.
Yeah.
Time by hoes settling down, coming to a crawl.
I'm not 100% sure whether it's like even retiring or just like leveling up. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, because.
You have to retire, though.
What you mean?
The whole ways? Like, or I guess you have to just do it to one guy.
What do you consider? Yeah, I was about to say, what do you consider hoe ways, though? Like, if you, all right, you could be a stripper, right? All your stripper moves, if you're not selling the moves on the street no more, but you still do all of that stripper shit.
For your husband?
Yeah, or maybe that's a few private parties or you get a call here and there, but like,
well,
that's
no, once you're married, the private parties is a dub.
Yeah, that's but how do you keep your shit fresh then? How do you keep your pole skills up? Like, if
pole
you ain't get on the pole
skills.
In 4 years,
if you ain't get on the pole in four years.
She said, get a home pole.
But, get a pole at but, the crib.
But I'm saying, this is what I'm saying.
Go on.
You can't keep sparring with the same motherfucker. I can't be the only motherfucker sitting here watching these moves for the rest of my life. Come on, man.
I just feel like once you take a man's last name, having strange men throwing singles at you should probably just.
Correct. And
not
it's not.
Be a situation
there's a different,
anymore.
There's a okay. different level to it.
Join Cirque du Soleil. Make it honest.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Make it honest.
Or,
if you need to still
or teach
pole,
a pole dancing class.
Or class, right?
Teach a pole
make
dancing class.
Make it honest.
Because
get
when you're,
some money.
When you're teaching, and that's good money.
There you go. Right?
And you, you're,
that's
you're
another
meeting, you're
piece.
Meeting, you're
you
still,
get to work out new
yeah.
skills in front
not
of people.
It's real, man.
It's not real because we
pole
ain't.
Pole dancing class is real.
It's not risky.
No, pole like pole dancing class, it's something about it. It's not real. Like,
it's not hoey enough for you, Dave?
It's not about being hoey. Like, you would.
Go ahead.
We lightened up something else. You know what I mean? It made it like an exercise thing, which cool. Go ahead. Do your thing. Rock out. I love the classes.
Core
I love
strength.
That.
It's
but,
all about core strength.
And then we know what this thing was. What this thing originally was here for. Like, that's the... It's like I could pretend to be a gladiator. I could do American Gladiators. You remember that show?
Yeah.
With the foam shit. And yeah. I'm a warrior.
It's,
look
it's
at,
still on,
look at my big ass muscles. I'll kill you. No, you won't. Not with your foam Nerf gun. Nigga, just pretend.
Oh.
Stop with the pretend, like, nah, you a gladiator, nigga. Get Conan in them. Get that metal helmet and that sword and get out here and do it for real.
Oh, shit. So really just, you know, risk your life for real for a TV show.
Well, now it's risk your life for real for some singles, nigga.
Okay.
Like, don't disrespect the girls who survived the Players
so
Club.
The craft of
with,
it. So don't disrespect the craft.
Nigga, yeah. Like, that's like karate class, nigga. You ain't no ninja.
I don't know. I just feel like, So you, if you married a stripper, you'd be comfortable with her still stripping?
I mean, don't you want to know she still can do the damn thing? That's like if I got Beyonce as a wife, but she don't dance or sing no more. You know what I mean? Like, I got Beyonce and we just at Chick-fil-A.
Like, we just got B. This just
like,
B.
Yeah. I got Bianca. B.
I'm Bianca
back.
I'm
Bianca. This bitch like hot
Bianca.
Dogs with cheese on them.
Oh, no.
Bianca
God.
Like fucking ramen noodles.
I will never understand
pack.
male
she
logic.
Like the blue pack.
I
would never understand
some
y'all.
Of it's comical, some of it's real. You know, we'll figure it all the fuck out. But
Bianca! No!
I get you though. I mean, that's admirable. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But just keep
just shut it all
now,
down.
I'm not saying you got to be a prude, right? That's a word.
Prude is a word.
Yeah.
She said that's a word.
I'm just making sure because sometimes you're making some shit up, like how I said cryptocurrency at your
cryptocurrency
at your show.
Was yeah.
But
like that.
I really thought I was saying some shit, but it ended up being wrong.
It's crypto.
It's right. crypto. I forgot the
Y and
yes,
the T O.
Yes,
yeah. I thought you meant the gang.
Yeah, but I was I fucked up. Anyways,
it's speaking of the show, I heard Black Ass was a fucking movie again.
Yeah.
Eva
yeah.
blessed the stage.
Eva came on. She had a bartender sneaks on.
Them sneakers is trash.
I was like, my God.
Yes.
She killed with them shitty ass shoes on.
What's your bartender shoes?
Some foam Adidas, but like, no, like they have like the foam insoles.
You don't fuck with them Black Air Force ones?
Nah. Nah.
Not at all. Like, not at all? Huh?
Nah.
Not one of these dudes?
Nah, I'm good.
You New York,
I'm good, love
you New
joy.
York through and through, yes. right? So, like, talk to me. What you know about this shoe right here?
You know,
I mean...
it's crime calling.
It's
a crime call.
Right. I just feel like it's certain people, certain energy that come with that.
Jaundice.
I just steer clear from that.
You
know
steer clear
from
it? Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know? Yeah. And I agree. We understand. We know.
Yeah.
We
like, from. I feel like if you want some black shoes, get up here at Black Tims.
Yeah, I like Black Tims.
Black
even
Tims?
Though Black Tims have been said to be just as grimy.
Yes. Oh, maybe even worse.
Any memes on Black Tims.
Maybe even worse. Black Tims is like, that's...
Yeah, because that's a
but
guy.
It has a certain sex appeal.
Because here's the thing. Shoe. Like, at least with the Black Air Force One, there's a sense of retreat. This guy, he's set to run. Black Tim's untied, he's not running.
No, he's gonna stand there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we gonna do this right here.
He gonna bang
yeah.
this out.
Yeah.
So, but that's the thing. Like, we actually, you know, we came around with this concept, I guess last February. It was mm-hmm. like, how did the Black Air Force One get this connotation?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like, how did the white shoe become better than the black shoe?
Colorism.
Yeah, right. And the reality was, we get it. We look at the people that choose it and we know that aspect of them. But mm-hmm. what's that? Who's more dangerous wearing all Black Air Force Ones?
Oh, is that a meme for real?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Look how sexy the Black Tims. Black Tims like that.
See, you gotta,
son,
yeah.
You
yeah.
like, that shit just, my vagina's tingling just looking
yeah,
at
yeah, see, that already lets you know the energy.
That's a fact,
that
though.
Already lets you know the energy.
I've never wanted to fuck somebody wearing those.
Okay,
ever
okay.
In my life.
Not fully aggressive enough for you.
That's, yeah, I just, I yeah. can't, I can't get into it.
Because I feel like dangerous. The guy with that's the Black risky. Tims, he does run the guys with the Black Air Force.
Son,
that's like
Zooey.
The granddaddy, you know what I mean? Like, that's the guy with the fur coat.
Remember, pay go that way, don't go this way. Go that way.
DMX would do shit like that. Fur coat and a muscle shirt underneath of that shit. A fur coat and a white beater, son, with Black Tims on. So like,
on.
Gotta love that shit, man. Mm-hmm. So, no, but we try to feel like, I get it. These people, they're resourceful. They've had some, you know, they've been down and out, back against the wall. They do some shit. But find it, they're kind of redeemable people. And when they come like... back, they come back strong. You know what I mean? You ever know anybody that come back, like, from Black Air Force Ones? And you're like, damn, he...
You know, I never took the time out to get to know them personally. Like, so, like, I can't. I feel like this is like the national. Like, this is like a symbol for like the Bronx. Like you know how like the
this
American
the
Eagles
flag.
For yeah.
This should be the mascot.
I feel like this is like
there should be a flag in the Bronx with this.
The Bronx flag. Yeah.
Wow.
We
changing the narrative on that, man. You know, just trying to figure out a way like
to make this good again.
Yeah.
You're going to need a really good PR team.
OBJ on the Rams, he started wearing some Black Air Force Ones cleats. Did you see that shit?
Yeah, I saw that.
He killed
they it
this
it
week
to
on there.
Cleats?
Yeah.
Like
those, but
soccer
cleats.
Shoes?
No, football shoes.
Football, yeah, yeah, yeah. Every time when someone puts on the Black Air Force One in athletics, they fucking dominate.
Really?
Every time, yeah.
Wow.
Giannis, what's his name? Giannis, that dude from the Bucks won last year. Walked in the champ.
Wow.
Walked in
the
gym.
The thing is, like, I don't care about sport. I fuck athletes, but I never cared about the actual sport.
Uh-huh. I got you. You're missing out on winners because they're showing up to the club with Black Air Force Ones. You're like, fuck that guy.
Yeah, missing out on winners. Shit, you wouldn't be a bartender right now if you had a nigga that you fucking raised. You wouldn't be doing our show. You'd be the new Samore.
No.
But, you know.
I'm on my way to be that. That's
all
happen
saying.
Regardless. You heard?
Blah, 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 blah. So let's talk about this, man.
Yes.
Like, so you be dead ass. You fuck athletes. Like, how do you map that shit out?
So I have before. Usually on IG, they hit me and they DM me.
Yeah.
That's usually how it goes.
So does that make IGs, like, that's work now at that point, right? Like, is it work for you or no?
Oh,
like, to keep your shit active so that the right motherfuckers is engaged?
So my thing is my Instagram, like I don't post as much as I should. I don't post as much content as I should. Instagram drains me.
Yeah.
It drains the fuck out of me. It's such a dark place. It's supposed to be like, to me, social media is supposed to be fun, but you go on there and people are just, I feel like people open the app just to abuse people.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And because of that, it's just like, I don't want to be on this motherfucker like that. Like,
social
I,
media is the Apollo now.
It's yeah.
It's Showtime and the Apollo now.
Yeah.
That's what social media is. They have taken Showtime and Apollo and said, we're going to make this social media.
Yeah.
Oh, now, do you feel like you get abused on social media?
Oh, for sure.
Really?
What?
What the fuck they be doing on there?
They
be you?
Violating me. Like,
God.
And I don't know why. I don't even be saying shit.
All right, so give me an example. What be happening? What be happening?
I don't even know why.
I don't know why.
Me?
Girl, I swear they don't know what the fuck.
No, for real.
I don't know what happened. Come on, talk to me. Somebody violated you on Instagram in the comments.
Comments,
in the
all types of shit. Like, first of all, people on the social media, they can't just disagree.
Okay.
Like, if you don't agree with me, that's fine. But why do you need to like try to tear me down into like the abyss of depression because we don't agree on one time. Like, do you understand? Like, I can understand, like, I don't know. If I see something I don't like, I just scroll past it.
Yo, you know how...
I don't comment. If I don't like somebody, I'm not... I've never... There's some celebrities who I don't... I'm not interested in.
Yeah.
I have never in my life been on any Kardashian's Instagram. Fuck, I'm over there for.
Right. I don't know them. Yeah. That's the way I feel.
I don't fuck with Shorty, so yeah. I'm not going to be over there. People will not like you.
I don't fuck with Shorty. So what I'm going to be over there for?
That's how I feel. Like,
yeah. I ain't get an invite. What the fuck, I'm going to troll up to the
but
door.
But people will not like you and not even... They'll follow you and don't like you.
Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
To me, that's a mental illness, my guy. Like, fuck, like, I don't understand that.
I think it kind of has a lot to, like, what we was talking about at the mm-hmm. beginning, that energy when I was like, yeah, that angry single mom energy mm-hmm. of, like, because they'll do that to you. They'll let you know or tell you you're wrong, but also emotionally abuse you along with it. Mm. So, like, what I tell you, hey, I got a new shirt and I'm not going to get y'all one. Instead of just saying no, I'm going to tell you why and make you feel bad because you missed the deadline. That's what everybody does. So that's what it is where you like, damn, why can't you just disagree?
Yeah, just don't. Like,
ain't no fun in disagreeing.
Yo,
you
when I
understand.
See shit on Instagram, I don't like scroll past. If I want to talk shit, I'll DM it to my homegirl. Like, bitch, look at this. Look at this dumbass bitch.
Right.
But
on
it's a private
low.
Conversation. You I'm not remember, on the shorty page like, ah.
Yo,
I'm not doing that.
Remember back in the day when you used to see something goofy and you just be like, and then just send it
yeah.
to your people? That was it. You never pulled that and be like, look at what you're doing. Do you see what you're doing? Like, it used to be
everybody
a day where you just be like.
Everybody
want
to be righteous.
It's
or not. Or they want to be heard.
Right.
Now, motherfuckers ain't important if they ain't on social media. Like, they don't feel like, I gotta get this.
You know
I need
what's
somebody
so crazy? I've had people, I've commented back, like, yo, fuck out of here, suck my dick. And they're like, oh my God, Eve, I love you so much. I just want to get a reaction out of you. I love you so much.
Yeah.
I'm like, so if you love someone, why would you come at them sideways?
Ooh. Some people.
I've had people do that, like, oh my God, I didn't know you were going to respond. I love you.
Yeah.
I think you're so beautiful. I think you're so funny. But if you feel like that, I love Beyonce. I think she's a talented, beautiful woman. I would never talk crazy to her to get a reaction just because I want to see something out of her. Like, I don't understand that.
It's, you know what it is? You know what it is? You know what it is?
What is
it? It's catcalling.
Catcalling.
It's catcalling.
Is it?
That's what catcalling is.
Via social media.
As a former catcaller, because I know we can't do it anymore.
Can't catcall
as a former catcaller.
As a former catcaller. When you used to catcall, if a girl didn't stop, if a girl didn't, I got to just see what I could say to get her.
Oh, yeah.
No, you ain't going to fuck. No, you probably got a fat ass anyway. You just yell out whatever.
Right.
It's not going to work. But if you get her to stop, you're like, see.
But if, she stops to cuss you out, is that mission accomplished?
Well, you
it's more than we was ever going to get.
You affected
it's
her.
It's more than we was.
You did something.
Yeah, like
she turned around and said it.
Like,
you got something
oh
out of
her. Oh my God! Like, you don't know what it was like to get like
every trophy ain't gold.
Like a woman that basically, because we looked at it as all of these chicks is out of our league, especially like you like downtown, you waiting on a sandwich coming off the little truck, and all these gorgeous women going to work. You can't have none of this, right? This ain't for you. Look, like I said, I got on black Air Force Ones. I work for a living. I don't have no shot at this woman, right? Mm-hmm. But if I get this bitch to get here, I'm like, wow, that was something. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, it's like the taste of like the scraps of the good life. Like, oh
my God.
This bad bitch just cussed me out.
Yeah.
But back to what you were saying though, bagging on Instagram.
That's what they're doing. Yeah.
No, I'm saying like back to the athletes.
Back to Instagram. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. So the athletes.
So, you know, like they'll DM. And be like, oh, like, you know, I want to see you. Can I take you out? I'm like, okay, you can take me out. What restaurant? Oh, some. And they'll say, like, oh, it's in Miami. I'm like, you know I live in Brooklyn, right?
Right.
You're like, and it's, so
oh,
it's nothing.
And that's the way they come for
yeah.
it right away.
But
damn.
we talk like, we'll DM
that's
a little. I'm not going to, you DM me tomorrow, I'm on a flight. To, like, you know what I'm saying? The next day. Like,
that's how okay. you get
we kiki. Like, I talk, then I want to FaceTime. I want to make sure you look good too, sir. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like.
Right.
Because just because you got a blue check and you getting a couple dollars, I'm not going to just be flying out because, like, mm-hmm. I want to see what the fuck you look like.
Good for you
so
to learn that
yeah.
standard.
So
where did you learn that standard? Because I know most hoes that would have came for nothing.
Took some time,
nothing.
Huh?
Oh, nah.
Oh, so, yo.
Then I'd be like.
I got a system. You trying to go get some nuggets?
Then I'd be like. Then I hit him with this. Oh, I want to come, but I don't have no money to get my hair and my nails done, and I don't got nothing to wear.
Oh shit.
So then
the whole bundle.
They sell bread before you even get
Jesus.
There.
Hey, man.
Do you ever have to ask
that's
twice?
That's crazy, bro.
No, if I have to ask twice. The second time, I'm not... Fuck, I'm asking twice for it. My DMs is lit. Fuck, I look like...
Perfect.
Wild.
But you know, I'm dating someone now. He's a nice guy. He's not an athlete, so I've left that.
You've left that part out. Okay,
who leaves that? Yeah, who leaves that part?
That seems
why
very
would you
easy.
Leave that part?
Because, you get a whole business trip.
Yeah, see, now this is what I'm talking about. That this is where now, like now, this is like the stripper at home.
Yes.
Now it's not
I'm
real.
A stripper at home.
Yeah, but like you still got to know what gets the ballers going.
My DMs is still litty, but it's just like, you know what it is? It's like, it's just so like, it don't last long. I'm looking like, I'm about to be 31 this year.
Okay. Oh,
yeah. You know what I'm saying? I want somebody who I could, like, I'm not trying to settle down with no athlete. To me, those are the strippers of the male world. Athletes, like, those are the hoes.
Okay.
I like that. That was all right.
Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Those are, like, that's fun, but, like, when I'm looking for a husband, I'm not looking at y'all niggas. Like,
okay.
Smart. Okay.
Yeah.
That's
so that's
twofold.
What,
that works both
ways.
Yeah,
both ways. Exactly. Like, men. I feel like men feel like, oh, I could be doing out here and, you know, it doesn't matter, come a man. You know, women, at least me, I look at, I'm like, ah, he's too much of a hoe. He's a fun time, but that's not husband material. You know, it goes both ways. Just how some men look at women like,
yeah. But do we really choose motherfuckers nowadays? Like, I mean, I don't know.
I'm a little old fashioned though, Dave.
I feel you, but like, hoeing usually leads to babies every now and again. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's
every
usually
now
where
again.
A lot of motherfuckers get caught up. Right. Not on some, like, I stopped hoeing to pick this man. Like, I was hoeing and God damn it, this dude got me pregnant. You know what I mean? And now I'm trying to work that out. So, I mean, it sounds like you dodged that bullet.
Yeah,
got a souvenir on that trip.
Right. Yeah. But, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you in that world, like, still thinking, like, I still want to have a husband in the house.
Yes.
What? Like, why? Why would you still want the husband in the house?
Well, I don't know. I just feel like I want... Because I came from a single-parent home.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I have a lot of issues with that as a little black girl growing up with no daddy. So, like, I don't want that for my daughter.
Oh, all right, yeah.
Okay. What about your son? Because, you know, that makes sons better.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm fucking You know what's so crazy? I never even thought about having a son.
That's why I laughed at it. She was like, I don't want that for my daughter. Like, Jesus Christ.
I didn't even think about having a son. That is a possibility.
Absolutely.
It's a 50% chance.
Yeah.
Pretty high.
Do you do it from the back?
Yes.
You going to get a son.
You
Oh, that's how it works?
I'm fucking around. That seems about right. Yeah, if you nut it from hitting it from the back,
that's dumb shit. That's the dumb shit that we'll tell each other about sex. No, you're going to hit it from the back if you want a son.
Oh, remember this one? Fuck condoms. Drink Mountain Dew.
Oh, my God.
You remember that
one? Want no kids. Here, drink this.
Drink this Mountain Dew. It got Yellow 5 in it. Yellow 5 kills sperm cells.
The ghetto education is
goofy niggas don't get out my face. I'm sorry.
The ghetto ass. See, and that's the funny thing. Like, I know who gave me that bullshit programming. Can I ask you, do you know who gave you the bullshit programming? Like, when you was like, all right, look, I'm just going to fuck athletes and do all. Like, do you know where you got that from?
That's a good question. I mean, I guess, like, I don't know. I guess, like, growing up poor really did, like, shit. I'm like, okay, my mother was dating, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, none of these men could help us. You know what I'm saying? So for me, it's like, I'm going to date somebody who can help me.
I get it.
That's interesting. And you didn't fall into your mom's patterns and no shit
like
that.
Yeah, like, you know, like, when I was in high school, I would just, you know, date, like, you know, whoever I liked or whoever was, like...
It was high school.
Yeah, right. It was high school. But, like, when I started getting grown, I'm like, okay, hold up. Like, I need food. Like,
so this was purely...
Because I left home at...
So let me ask you, like, how do you feel? Like, you respect your moms or...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I love, oh my God, my mother is the foundation of my world.
Okay.
However, you know, you have to look at your parents as a human being sometimes.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Because
growing up, I'm just like, oh, my mom's like, she was to me was like this superhero. Like, she was like, I didn't see her as a woman until I was like in my late 20s, early 30s. Like, you know,
so
I'm 39.
Some of the mistakes
yeah, so
made,
I'm looking
huh?
at her, I'm like, okay, like, I'm like, you know, you had two daughters, you was by yourself raising these two daughters. You should have been dating somebody who could have helped you and your daughters.
Where was y'all pop at?
My father was in the Bronx. That's why I don't fuck with Bronx niggas now.
No, okay.
That's why you do or don't?
Don't.
Don't?
Yeah, he from 241st on White Plains.
You don't fuck with your pop at all?
Nah, I haven't. Nah, uh-uh.
Just like, you never knew him or like?
Nah, I knew him.
But he was up in the Bronx.
Yeah, like, right. Nah, like.
Like I said.
Yeah, no, I knew him.
That motherfucker
you know
was in the BX. I ain't going to.
But,
200 and what?
241st
right,
of White Plains.
241st of White Plains. Nigga, you might as well be in fucking Connecticut.
Yeah, right.
You might as well be up there with them goons Jesus. Waiting at the bus stop.
Nah, but he like, yeah, he was not, like, he was nothing to really.
Okay.
All right.
And same thing with your sister pop, same way?
Yeah.
Hey, so your mom got a type?
Yeah. No, mom's you know, got it tight. No, but I feel like when you do, when you know better, you do better. My mother just she,
ain't shit.
She
niggas is the niggas that yeah. I like.
Where am I from?
Kingston.
Kingston.
Yeah.
All right. Now you know what's funny? Is there a vulnerability with Jamaican women once they get here to New York? Like,
what you mean?
Bruh, did you see that Biggie documentary?
Yeah.
When this nigga mom is like, I thought this was mashed potatoes. I had no idea. And it's like,
What did she think it was? Wait, what was it?
It was crack. Like, Biggie was like cutting up crack in his bedroom. And like Biggie mom still be on documentaries. I had no idea what Christopher was into. And it's like,
it is crazy. And then I saw the makeup she used to wear where she make her face white. You know, Jamaican ladies make their face white.
Yeah, well, yeah.
That's... I was like, yeah, I can see why.
Yeah, you know, like for you to say like, yo, both the baby bears and your mom's straight.
Well, ex-husbands, yeah.
Oh, so she got married.
To both of them.
Right.
Which is like even worse. Like to me, like, yeah. But my mom, she was young when she married
my... She was committed.
Yeah.
Loyalty.
When she married my sister's father, she was 21.
Uh-huh.
And then she married my dad, she was 28. So it was like, it was 20s. You know, when you're in your 20s, you do dumb shit.
Oh,
you choose the wrong guys. That's why I try not to be too hard on her.
Right. Listen, I don't be hard on it. I just said at the beginning of the podcast.
Because if I married anybody in my 20s.
There's a lot of people from my 20s that are coming out of that now, and they settle very well later. But it'd be like, oh, like I'm looking. Oh, you still were? Oh, you had a kid by her? Oh, like, you know what I mean?
If I married anyone from my 20s, I'd be fucked up. So, like, my mom married twice in her 20s. So that's why she didn't. She didn't choose wisely because she was a young girl.
Yeah. Probably couldn't tell her nothing either.
Yeah.
Like, headstrong?
Yes. What?
A lot of attitude?
What? That little mouth thing gave us.
Kissing my teeth.
Yeah, to suck the teeth.
I love my mama though. But yeah, so I'm just like, all right, boom. My mother didn't date anyone who could help her with her kids. Uh-huh. I don't have no kids, but I still need help. So let me. You know, and it was coming at me. I wasn't on their page.
Right.
They came in over here.
Right.
So, okay.
Dig it. Now, do you think it's mental or is it visual for the guys? Like, are you in dudes' heads?
Well, what it is, at first is visual.
Okay.
And then.
Stretch marks.
Stretch marks get them. And then after they converse with me and they meet me or they, you know, whatever, they ask me what I do. They're like, you a comedian? Like, so that intrigues them. Mm-hmm. And they'll like, instead of like fuck with me just for the weekend, they'll be like, oh, I want to see you again. So it ends up being something more than let me fly you out, fuck you, and never see you again. So like, when I did date the athletes, it was like a year with one. Like, it wasn't just a boom, bam, bing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
How do you get to determine that?
Me?
Yeah.
How do I determine like
that it's not a boom, bam, bing?
Boom, bam, bings don't last a year.
Boom, bam,
that's
bings
what I'm saying.
Don't last
how
a year.
But it sounds like you said, you've done multiple and they've all been more than a year. Yeah. Like even though you've done multiple athletes, you've never been a bing, bong, bing. And how do you establish that?
I go into it not expecting much. I'm like, okay. Like he fucks bitches at every city he go to. I'm just enjoy my time.
Yeah, okay.
And then I go, don't mean you ain't never been no bing bong bing. You done sound like you done caught a bing bong.
Bing bong bing.
No, I have. Yeah. No, what I'm saying with the athletes that I fucked with, like, you know, we like, I'm like, all right, thank you for the weekend. And then they'll call me again like 2 weeks, like, oh, I'm in LA, like you wanna come out? I'm like,
bong bing bong.
Yes. And I'm like, oh, okay.
There's a bong bing bong.
And to me it'd be a surprise. I'm like, oh, I thought I wasn't gonna see you after Miami.
So there's a bing bong bing and there's a bong bong bing bong. Yes. All right. So,
exactly.
This turned into a whole
But you know what this sound like? And you know what's so crazy about this? This sound like you got the W because you was cool with taking the L.
Yes.
Meaning you went on the one
and
was like, oh, all right, it's a wrap. I ain't going to hit you back. I ain't going to bug you.
Oh, yeah, I don't hit it. After the weekend,
he be like, damn, she took that pretty cool. This is how fucked up dudes is. This is how dumb dudes are. Dudes be like, I think I could get another one. You know, and that's the fucked up part because the price don't be the same the next time.
Don't go down.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, no, I done shut my mouth and I ain't say shit for 2 months. Now you go and dudes, we so dumb, man.
Yeah,
we double dipping.
I'll never do that.
Yeah, you will. You will. Them motherfuckers, because they always get you with the goofy shit. Where
the bing bong bing.
And another thing that they like about me too is I don't go to like there's some niggas in my DMs or I've been flown out by or whatever that I could dead like You know how girls be airing niggas out in the shade room and all of that?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't do that.
That's why I don't fuck around. Like, I don't want to get aired out.
You yeah, don't I don't
room.
Do that.
I
like,
don't want to get aired
not
out.
Not a shade room. That's a bad room.
Or just in general.
Not a shade room. That's a terrible
but
room.
But in general, like, I don't ever, like, they'll be like, yo, you know, like, you be holding shit down. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just, you know, I keep my mouth shut. Because, you know, you just... get more like that.
Okay.
Yeah, when you nice, you do the thing with your eyes.
Yeah. Nice. Right. But ladies, if he asks to fly you out, if he asks to fly you out, tell him that you can't go because you got to work, because you got to make your rent. I do that.
I can't
come. I got to work this weekend. If I don't work, I can't pay my rent.
Jesus.
He's like, say less. If he be like, oh, all right, well, have a good weekend at work, then don't ever talk to that nigga again. Block
that's
him.
Me.
That's me.
Oh, all right, yeah.
Have a good weekend at work.
Have a nice weekend at work. Yeah. Make sure you turn the TVs
how
up.
Come
it's
we
the
never
game this weekend.
Up? Yeah.
It's the game this weekend. Yeah. Make sure.
Run into
how you
know
I'm
like
in a sports bar? I told you that.
What bars happened? Have TVs.
Just, oh, yeah, they do.
Make sure you turn the music the game up.
That's funny.
But, yeah. So but like I said, I'm a good girl now.
Good for you. Good for you, man.
I met somebody who I like.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been talking since March.
Since March?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for almost a year now.
Almost a year.
Oh, no bing, boom,
nice.
Bing.
Nah. That's a whole song. That's
Instagram
a doodle.
Shit?
Instagram shit?
No, real
bing,
life.
Bong, bing, real bong, life?
Bong, real
bong,
life.
Bong, oh, shit, so you respond to people in real life?
Yeah, no, the Instagram's only for athletes and rappers.
That's okay. Business.
I don't talk, like, if a regular
tell
regular
cat
guy...
calling is for relationships.
Yeah, like, I don't... Well, no. You didn't cat call me.
You looking for a wife.
We met, not...
That's how women cat call. If you looking for a wife, come and get this.
I was a video that when you play for y'all. I forgot. I love
that. You annoying.
I know. Let's get some plugs
you
going on up in
for
here real
what?
Quick, man.
Oh, cool. Can I plug in some shit too?
Absolutely. There's going to be some music that's going to play. Eva Evans, go ahead. Tell the people where they can find you online and what you got.
Yes. Okay. So find me on Instagram at Eva Evans Comedy. EvaEvans Comedy. On January 27th, I'm bringing back my monthly show, Mascara and Splits.
It's a good show.
Thank you, Derek. Yeah. And it's a good crowd. Like, my crowd shows love. They come to laugh. But it's coming back January 27th, which is a Thursday at 7 p.m. at Old Man Hustle in Williamsburg.
Oh!
Yes.
Y'all know
it's turning into the club.
Y'all know
it's turning into the
oh,
club.
Yes. Old Man Hustle is a spot. Yeah. I fuck with them.
Spot.
I fuck with them over there.
Really ain't bad for that.
But yeah. And then what else I got coming up? I mean, mash it. Just follow me on the gram to keep it, in tune.
No doubt, man. Well, yes, Old Man Hustle is the spot, Brooklyn Comedy Club, 308 Bedford Avenue. Every Sunday,
10
o'clock,
10 o'clock,
Black Ass Comedy Show. It is mm-hmm. the wildest show in all of New York.
Yeah.
If you haven't been.
She saw what the
fuck yeah. are you doing?
And it's the blackest show at
it's
Old Man Hustle.
Wild. Yeah. It's insane. Like, we really brought Def Jam back. We really brought the Laugh House back. Like, it's that... vibe. Everyone come down, get your vibe on, and then keep hanging out. Find out when Eva's show is going to be there, January 27th.
Yep.
Looking to see us on the road, January 21st and the 22nd, St. Louis. I'll be there at Helium. All right, February 18th, Westchester, Pennsylvania. The boys
we're going
are back,
back to
on the road.
To the Axe place.
Yeah, man. Tilted Axes, Westchester, man. Dylan, you should be able to get your, like... your rehabilitation.
Oh, wait, I'm on this trip?
Well, listen,
yeah, you're on this
for those
trip.
Of you who remember, there was the Dylan. This was the video of Did Dylan Bomb? So, I don't know whether you guys
know. Oh, that's the same Dylan?
Yeah, this is the producer, Pickles.
Oh, shit.
This is the producer, Pickles. So, here's the deal.
Oh, I ain't know.
Dylan has been on the road with us. Dylan has been out here. You know, he's doing all his shit. You know what I mean? He might be. So, I'd love to see him get his shit back in Westchester. You know
okay.
what I mean? So,
I didn't know that was the same thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
So, check
I'm
out
excited.
That, though. That is on the Gas Digital website, right? That video is still, that full video of that
bonus,
show.
Bonus content.
So go to gasdigital.com/NNFA. If you are not already there, you can use promo code NNFA. What are we doing, a week? 14 days?
I think it's 14-day free trial.
14-day free trial. So if you're new to this and you weren't around when that was, you didn't know to go to Gas where you could be getting these episodes for free. Well, not for free, but on Wednesday, 4 days earlier than waiting for them
and
to come
the entire,
out on Sunday.
And the entire archive.
The entire catalog. Legion of Skanks, Real Ass Podcast, Catch Us, we just did Help with Natalie. Yeah, like everything that's out there, just like our entire archive. So go ahead and check that out. And what's the other one? March 12th, D.C.?
I think 10th through the 12th, ain't it?
March 10th through the 12th, Washington, D.C. That's the D.C. loft.
The loft. The
y'all both going together?
Yeah,
no need, man. We take
hey, that
thing.
Loft going
to
be, yeah.
We try to do black ass everywhere we go.
Nice.
Everywhere we go.
God, yeah, I'm trying to take Mascara's foot on the road.
I'll probably get you guest spots, Dylan. But anyway, yeah, Derek Gaines here. January 28th, the tentative date. I'll keep y'all posted. But Blue Bloods on CBS.
Yes.
Doing my little spot on that shit. It was a fun time playing a snitch. But I already asked the black community if they forgive me.
Kill your mic, Dylan. Kill your mic, Dylan.
Oh yeah, and so January 28th. I think I don't know when the new Michael Che show is coming out, but look for that this year.
Yo, that is crazy though too, because fucking Donnie's been really tweeting you out. Donnie's been actually, you go ahead, kill the music, man. Donnie has actually been posting pictures of Derek Gaines.
It's a good time.
Like, wait, this guy.
Donnie Wahlberg.
Donnie Wahlberg.
Wahlberg. Yeah. So Mark Wahlberg's brother.
He did the episode of Blue Bloods. Like, we watched this whole thing unfold on the show. Derek got he had to get a heart out, run, go in the other room to do this audition. He got the role. He went. He did it. He fucking nailed it. It was supposed to be a one and done thing where he just gets shot and killed.
Yeah, bing, bong, bing.
Right. Supposed to be a bing, bong, bing.
He did it. He played it like Eva. And
yes. I'm telling you.
Come back and do it.
Yes. Because you ain't hit the nigga up afterwards.
Look
you
at that
gotta,
shit right there, yes. Boy.
So, but yeah. Mark Wahlberg has definitely been posting, like, this guy is the funniest guy. I need to bring this guy back. We need that energy on set, man.
Yes.
So, that
you
shit
see
is
what happens when you play a car, you
going
in, bing, bong, bing, turn into something else. That's all that, I'm telling you, son.
Yeah.
I like to, yeah.
I'm so proud of you,
Still
Derek.
Laughing at the hilarity and genius that you brought to
set.
Oh,
wow.
That's crazy.
I didn't write that. He did. So
yeah.
You know.
Donnie, come on down to Black Ass,
I hope
man.
He reposted that shit.
Yeah, he posted it. That's where I seen it. I don't follow fucking Donnie Wahlberg. I don't know Donnie Wahlberg.
I got a lot of black friends that don't watch Blue Bloods.
Dang, I am so proud of you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Derek is the only person that could play somebody getting shot in one episode, and they're like, let's keep him around.
Yeah.
They shot me in the shoulder. I can't wait till y'all see it. Yeah.
The writers literally changed where he gets shot.
Bruh, I will not lie. They were changing the script as I was talking.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
It was wild. Yeah. Like, Donnie was like, before we go any further, this is what he said. I'll never forget. We was in rehearsal. He go, before we even go on, we don't do this. No guest star comes in and starts changing the script. Mm. He just goes, okay, I'll act. Ah, and then it's done. He was like, this is some funny shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, that line could use something.
Mm-hmm.
This line could use something.
Put a little spice on it.
I'm like, every time. They was like, every time I got spicy, I'd go, And they'd go, put it in. I saw the scripts. Yeah, it was a lot of that. So it was like, get the fuck out of here. Yeah, so I'm just happy that I kind of like being myself in that kind of situation.
Yeah.
All these cameras around. I'm like, how can I
take advantage
of this?
Well, in acting class, they tell you, they be like, bring yourself to the character.
Yeah.
You take acting class?
I did. Over November? October, November?
How'd you like that shit?
I liked it, but it was virtual. I don't like virtual shit.
Me neither.
I'm a real life type of bitch. Like, I need, like, no, for real. Like, I don't like virtual shows. Somebody just hit me about a Zoom show today. I'm like, nah, I'm good.
Nah, I don't do Zoom.
I don't like Zoom shows. I don't like online dating unless like the Instagram blue checks in my DMs. Other than that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't
that's
like
currency.
Yeah. Okay. That's investment.
That's what you call business.
Have you? Do you like? Do you boost your ass? Do you boost your page to get found? Like, how do you get? How do they find you?
I don't even know how
stretch
to do that.
Marks. That's how she boosted.
That's it. You just post it and they just find
that big
you.
Big old rump.
Damn.
Yeah. Eva got a big old rump.
And it's so crazy because certain clothes you can't really see. Like certain jeans I have, niggas like, this shit ain't that fat. And then when they see it, they're like, oh shit. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think when I first met you, you was still kind of like a trench coat kind of girl. Like, I think you were younger, but you definitely was still more hip hop. Like,
yeah, you met me, what, 6 years ago? Cause I've been doing it 6 years now.
I guess what, so. What? There was an early room that I think that you were hosting deep in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember where that was. I remember meeting you there. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But I remember you were definitely like, so 6 years ago, you evolved a lot since then. You know what I mean? Because you were definitely more hip hop, more just, you know, like, not, I don't want to get, I don't want, I don't want to make it sound corny and say little mama vibes, but it's a vibe of like,
what you know about me? What yeah, you, what I'm you know about
like,
me?
Yo, I am the sound. I am the energy of New York. High. You know what I mean?
I'm funny,
okay,
motherfucker.
Okay, you know, like, yeah, yeah. She had that host energy. You know what I mean? Which was, yeah.
Now but like, hosting... better than one, because you wouldn't hop on a stage with a god and try to do the thing like she did.
No.
You're not
oh
that.
My God,
that's what
no.
I'm saying. That's Nima Cat. Anyway. Blah, blah, blah. Shout out to
put that girl in the middle of none of that stuff. Yeah. You do good out there too. You don't get into beefs. You always stay to yourself, man.
I do stay to myself, partially because bitches don't really fuck with me.
You know what's crazy? I was just about to go even, and I've never heard you go, bitches don't fuck with me. And
then you said it.
No, you know, no, like
because apparently all these bitches don't fuck with each other. Like yeah. I hear that a
like,
lot.
Like nobody fucks with nobody.
I just be dolo. Like I just be staying to myself. I have a few people like you know like Paris. Onika, Courtney B.
That's crazy. Everybody that you name, we have on this show.
Yeah.
We like, fuck with their like, regulars on this show.
I like Colleen, Genevieve, I think that's how you
yeah,
say
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Riley.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically it.
Well, shout out to them.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
a
yeah.
Nice term.
Other girls, like they be cool, but you could feel the energy. I'm like, she don't fuck with me.
Oh,
I'm like, oh, yeah, you should have me on your show. Oh, you're not really a fit for, oh, her.
Oh, they hit you with the, oh, you're not really a fit?
If I were to tell you who said that to me, you'd be like, nah. I told Brooklyn Mike, he's like, them bitches is hating.
Wow.
But it is what it is.
Uh-huh.
But you know what? It's no hard feelings. Like I'm.
Not going to matter 5 years
yeah,
from now.
It's like,
none
sis,
of that shit is going to matter 10 years from now.
Even men be hating on my shit. Like, I feel like men are more jealous than women sometimes.
You think?
Sometimes, yes.
I'm glad I'm not one of those dudes.
Well, y'all are real men.
You was never jealous of any girls in comedy ever.
Maybe when I first started, because I was dating one. And then, yeah, but after a while, I was just like, nah, I can't be a bitch.
You were jealous of her?
Yeah, because...
Oh, she was lit?
This is what happened. I'm not going to say no names, but...
I think I know who it is, though.
I just like the fact that he was like, I've never done that. Well, yeah.
Only because, it was like, I remember we dated and we broke up, and she used the material from our breakup to do late night. And killed. I was like, "Whoa!"
God, that went. Oh, damn!
And niggas knew exactly.
Better say some names,
boy. When I tell you, I was the laughing stock of New York for 2 weeks. This is before y'all niggas got here.
Yeah.
This is my
yeah.
own little struggle. 2009, 2010, before the gang got here.
Yeah.
When I was out here, nose open like a.
Yeah, he was Kanye West in it. Coming over, he was Kanye on the Yeezy album. He came up here first and got a bunch of arrows in his back.
And I was like, no. And I called my homies, and they was like, we can't have you out there looking like a bitch. And then this one, it got dark and stormy in New York. 6 Foot Nothing was not necessarily born, but the gang came up, and everything changed. The gang came up, and then that's when I, you know, hold a, we don't give a fuck. We
I tease can't date everybody. Other comedian. I feel like that nigga is weirdo.
We raw. Now we're... Oh yeah, but comics are out of their minds.
You know what's crazy? I don't date comics. I always feel for some reason like I always want to argue that point. Like, we're crazy, but I don't identify with everybody. So but it's just weird to hear like, I don't fuck with comics because y'all all crazy. And you just be like,
you just wake up late. What's it?
No, I just feel like I tried, but I just feel like I don't know, I just
what went wrong. What went wrong.
And you know why it's crazy.
You ain't gotta say no name, but just what went wrong.
If you embarrassed to say that, look, just all I'm saying, you know it's crazy because you're in the same field as this motherfucker, man.
How, lawyer, and you watching process. You think lawyers deal with this problem, though? You think teachers deal with this?
I'm not sure.
Lawyers everybody else sure. dates at work, man.
You're right. Like, I'm no, not saying no, it's no, not going to happen.
No,
waitresses lawyers, don't lawyer, deal
lawyers
with
may,
this?
Lawyers may, because any field where you know you can get a little competitive, I'm sure it will have some issues, no?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Teachers, like what are they gonna like? Oh, your classes are scoring better than my class.
Even if y'all in different fields, it's still gonna be some competition.
Yeah,
you
that's
know what
true.
I mean, just based off of the numbers or whatever that's coming in the crib, you know, in general. Yeah. But like, yeah. I'm curious. I still want to get back to this. What went wrong? What went wrong?
I don't know.
What you mean you don't know? You know why? Who did you cut it off?
I felt like he was being distant. I hit him like, "Oh, what's going on?" And he was just like, "Oh, like, you know, I feel like you're gonna be great."
He hit you with the showmanship breakup.
Yes,
you're gonna be great.
No, it wasn't a breakup. We only went out 3 times.
Okay,
so
and we didn't have sex.
So okay, he just pushed you down.
So
the boat.
you sound because it sounds like you binged it. It sounds like you binged it.
And he didn't. Bong
he
it.
Didn't bong it.
He didn't bong it.
And you was like, "Yo, where the bong at?" Like, right. And he was like, "I feel bing. Like you about to bing."
Yeah, so, yeah. He was like, I feel like you, like, I don't know what it was, but hey, we still cool.
Chemistry is everything. A lot of motherfuckers don't believe in that. No, you just can't fuck.
She knows exactly what it is.
No, we cool.
She can still read the text message in her mind right now.
That's so funny.
Word for fucking word. That's like when people be like, so they was all like, da 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 da, all this stuff, whatever. Like, you heard everything they said.
Everywhere.
What's da 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 da? That's the deep picture.
That's the truth.
The da 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 part is the truth. That's what I need.
Fuck you, Dave Temple.
Yeah, fuck
da 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 da.
Because I'm always digging.
Nobody ever knows where that drops comes from. We need to start adding. I'm gonna add some music to all the drops.
We need the other Luby drop. we need that one.
What you
mean? No, that was dead serious, Dylan. Really? We wanted that drop. Absolutely.
I thought that was a joke.
Fuck no, that's not a joke.
Nah.
I'm the Black Howard Stern out this bitch. I don't joke.
There you go, boy.
Am I Robin?
Am I Robin?
I like how we edited out of an episode.
I'm Robin? How did I get to be Robin? I guess I'm Robin.
You can be Artie Lang, man.
All right, word. I would have no nose.
You want to be Artie Lang? Yeah. All right. Jackie Marley. There are plenty of sidekicks. Stern.
I'll be a sidekick.
Nah, don't fuck around, dog. All right, fuck. Mm-hmm. Eva, mm-hmm. We ask everybody that's on the show.
Yes.
No different. Has there ever been a time in your life that you should have apologized but didn't?
Should have said sorry, but you didn't.
Oh, man. Okay, so. Yeah. Because usually I apologize. Like, if I know I fucked up, if I feel like I fucked up, I'm the first to be like, yo, I'm sorry. I don't have pride to the point.
Said it too.
Yeah, I don't have pride to the point where, like, fuck out of here. I'm not going to, like, I'm very like, my bad.
Yeah. Okay.
The one time I didn't, my best friend at the time, this was in college, she had a baby shower. No, this is right after college. I was like 24. She had a baby shower and she asked me to host her baby shower. And my other best friend's baby father, so her baby father was cool. One of his best friends is my other friend's baby father.
So hold on. Fuck, I wish we could do this like John
Madden. A diagram,
Madden.
Right?
All
right,
so you got one baby father.
Right.
Rest in peace, John. All right,
Madden. So the girl who baby shower was, the couple that has a baby shower.
Not the couple.
The baby daddy of the baby shower.
Uh-huh.
His right. man's.
His homie.
Had a baby with my other friend.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I get it.
Now, his man's is a deadbeat.
Deadbeat right, man's.
Right. So I'm hosting the baby shower. I see him walk in. I finished saying, okay, yeah, food is ready. Go have a good time. I put the mic down. I go straight to her baby, to his friend. I was like, fuck out of here. Like, I pressed him. Like, when was the last time you saw your son? Like pressed him at the baby shower. I didn't give a fuck. Wow. Then his girlfriend was there.
Okay.
She was like, excuse me. I'm like, bitch. So I started cussing her out too.
Right.
It was a whole situation. Like, so I felt, my friend was like, yo, you kind of like, You made a scene at my baby shower.
Yeah.
But at the time, I'm like, fuck, I don't give a fuck. My thing is, I'm living in Brooklyn.
You saw red soon as
you
came in.
As soon as I seen him, because that's my best friend struggling with her son.
Yeah.
You haven't seen him, and he's 4 years old. You haven't seen him in 4 years.
So
you haven't sent a check, nothing. Right. So as soon as I seen him, I'm just like, I beeline straight to him, pressed him. His girl came over like, is there a problem? I'm like, actually, bitch, there is. I'm like, how can you give you? I'm like, your pussy must be trash. How you giving pussy to a nigga who don't take care of his son?
Whoa, what she got to do with this?
Because she came at me crazy. That's 24-year-old Eva.
Okay,
talking.
I'm about to say, yo, your pussy trash. Wait a minute. He didn't pay his child support. What is going on?
That she was had just banana peels in it.
Banana peels. I'm crying.
I love that because here's the thing. What you just did is the reason why I've always like tried not to be a deadbeat dad.
Yeah.
I think I've avoided that more than, you know, having a bad relationship with my kids. Yeah. I just ain't never want nobody to run up on me in public and be like, yah, yah, yah.
Yeah.
It is the weirdest thing because you don't know where that comes from. Like, there's no way to see it coming and you can't turn it off because no one could get you to stop, could they?
No.
Yeah, right? You saw how long it had been, 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the time, yeah.
That is crazy, man.
And I was livid.
Do you regret it?
No.
Yeah, right? It was like, you, fuck it.
But I should have apologized because that was inappropriate.
Her.
Yeah, to
her.
Yeah, to her. I could have been, if I was her, I would have been so pissed, right? I brought a Black Air Force One energy
to
the baby shower. I did.
Absolutely.
I did.
Go to shower.
I know.
No, nah, you was being righteous. You stood up for what you knew was right.
Yeah. Your gavel
in
evil.
The moment. You know what I mean? Yeah. I like it though. That's tearing up Burger King energy too.
Yeah, I was just angry.
Yeah.
Have you ever spazzed out on people like in service?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like how far do you go?
I spazzed out on people while I'm providing the service.
Oh wow. Yeah, that's black women for you.
Yeah. Not like, yeah, like
black women don't give a fuck. I was just, you know what I've been watching lately?
What's that?
This is gonna sound retarded.
What?
I know I can't say that, but whatever.
The R word?
Yeah,
R-word.
Good for you. You dodged it. I ran right into that pothole. Boom.
Dang. The axle up.
Yeah. I watched there's a live stream mm-hmm. of Times Square on YouTube. It's like live.
Oh,
it's a
word?
Camera that just goes right to it.
24/7.
Yeah, you might be able to pull it up right now as we're talking, right? Sometimes I just like to see like what is going on in Times Square.
I used to do that all the time.
Yeah. Now you'll see people doing TikToks. Like, and you can see them walking past and doing a dance over and over again. Or what I like to see is there was a woman who was dressed like Minnie who...
Minnie Mouse?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But while the kids were, like, while these people were trying to do a TikTok for the kid, she worked her way over and picked the baby up for the pictures and all of that. And then you watched her take that fucking head off and cuss them out for not paying.
Oh, wow.
And there's no sound, but I can see all of this. And this is like, this is a black woman who don't give a fuck about a kid. Yeah, this is it. It's just a camera.
It's light out there.
It just runs 24/7.
Wow.
They got one here. They got one in Bryant Park. Sometimes it zooms in, and that's where you can really see like some weird shit that's going on. It's
man.
It's a weird thing. Why did it just switch like that? What did you just do?
I just updated it to like live, and I also know I'm trying to look where you can like change angles. Oh, there it is. You have like multiple angles here.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, there we go.
I had
no idea this was. All right, so now I know not to do no illegal shit in Times Square.
Yeah, that's what they did it for. Remember when that dude tried to run over all them people?
Oh yeah. Ever since then, that's what's.
Well, even before that, but after that, they squeezed up even more. That's why you got all those metal rods out there. And
they have them everywhere. Like, they have these all over the world, too. Like, you can go look in London right now. You can go look at Vegas.
That's kind of weird.
Dude, yeah, it's crazy. They're
it's
everywhere.
It's called surveillance.
Yeah. And anybody can tune in at any given time and watch.
I just feel like you should just be living your life instead of watching other people live they should.
Well, it's the heaven camera.
I only look at it for
that's how God be watching it.
Yeah, right?
And that's how, I call myself the God for a reason, so that's why I want to feel that way.
God be doing it.
I just wake up.
Double click. Let me see what these niggas doing. What are you guys doing? who up sinning right now? Up, even in Miami. Mm-hmm.
You don't ever feel that way? Like, all right, even you ain't never get flown out and stay in like a high floor in a hotel and you just start looking down on people.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are nothing.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. How's that feel with your titties pressed up against
it? It's actually nice.
It's colder than you thought, too.
It is.
It's cold out there.
It is.
It's really cold.
It's very nice.
What's the nicest place you've ever been taken?
Nicest place I've ever been taken? I'm not sure. I've been taken to some nice places.
Okay.
Like you mean like the city wise or like, right. Or like a restaurant wise
or like a place, whatever. Where has your pussy gotten you?
Yeah. What do you remember out of your conquest of vagina?
Like, oh, man.
As you were out here conquering the world with your vagina in your 20s.
No, I've had some shit done. Like like a mortgage payment for my mom, like a couple months.
All right, pussy can pay for the house.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah. Like I'm like, oh, my mom's stressed out. I can't come. Why are your mother stressed? Oh, mortgage.
So it's not too much. It's bills.
Yeah, like, I usually do bills, but I have done play. Like I have the Four Seasons in Miami is nice.
Okay.
Was it that was Miami or Tampa? Some shit. We was in Florida. No, I think that was one of them too.
Okay.
That was really nice. One time we had a private dinner in Disney World.
Okay.
In Florida.
Yeah, the Florida.
So Florida's where you go. That shit.
I told him I'd never been to Disney World, and then he had like a private, like he rented out like a section of Disney World and like brought me there.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Huh.
Okay, cool. I get it. That's dope.
And then, like, so after that, you can still just go back to Chili's?
No, it's not.
Applebee's.
It's hard.
I've been to Disney World.
Yeah, like
not
right,
Disney World,
you,
another country. I'm talking about
have,
right would, in Florida.
Yeah, like what you have? What did you have for lunch today?
I had Chef Boyardee. I'm not even hold you. I had Chef Boyardee.
You live a wild life,
right? I have high highs and low.
I
want you to say Chef Boyardee with the dish.
No, I did.
I thought it. In my head, I said SpaghettiOs, and then you said Chef Boyardee. Oh. Oh, my Eva Evans. My precious Eva.
Why would you eat Evans? Chef Boyardee?
She said Chef Boyardee.
Because I took a nap and I woke up at 3:30 and then I knew I had to be here at 5.
Oh, okay.
So you got Chef Boyardee in your house?
Hell, I got ramen noodle Chef Boyardee. For emergencies. For emergencies
if
only, though.
If you try to carbo load, you can put them together. Like, if you about to go run on the treadmill, Chef Boyardee and ramen together. You sprinkle a little bit of
But like you said, my life is crazy. I have very high highs and then very the low lows. Like there's hardly ever in between.
A-O-F.
I know.
Yeah, I was the same way.
I remember I used to put Gucci belts on Old Navy jeans. I was living that life. Fuck that. You know what I mean?
But I mean, I have stories. You know what I'm saying? I enjoyed my 20s. That's a fact, though.
Yeah,
I hated my 20s.
So you gonna do your whole 30s like just you gonna do regular people for your 30s?
Well, the guy I'm dating now, he's not regular. He's not regular. Regular. He's not an athlete or a rapper. He's not like a blue check guy, but he's not a regular guy. Like, he has his shit together. Like, he's
what
doing
it. What the fuck that mean? Regular guys don't got their shit together?
No.
Regular guys do got their shit together.
He just had a blue check.
If you don't have your shit together, you're not a regular guy.
I don't know how to explain it, but like, he's not like, he's in the industry, but not. I don't know how to explain it, but he's not
he an
like.
Accountant?
Is he an Indian man?
No, he does look Indian though.
Yeah,
he's a coolie.
He's Latino. He's Latino.
Oh, wow.
But he does look Middle Eastern for some reason.
BX. I'm just joking.
Wait, is
he's
from Brooklyn? Probably because of the hair. So is he combing the hair backwards or?
No.
Can you do that? Because you're very pro black. So like that's the thing,
this
right?
This is my
like,
first time dating outside my race.
Yeah,
Ricky Ricardo.
My first time in my
Eva!
Life.
That's crazy though.
At
really?
30 years old, my first time ever.
Yeah, like especially.
I never even dated light skin. Much less.
You're such a melting pot. How can you like?
I was only dating dark skinned black men.
Well, good for you for giving it to you.
But now I'm like, I'm
you
trying
date like
new.
The police.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
How tall? 6'3". Black. Muscular.
Exactly.
Jesus.
Nah, but he's like not. The he's police.
Yeah, right? Like, where do you go to find. Where were you finding guys before this?
Prison? I was just joking.
I did talk to a lot of drug dealers when I was younger. Like 19 to 21 straight drug. No, 18 to 21 straight drug dealers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have to do drug dealer girlfriend shit?
Yeah. Right. Hide guns at the crib. Transport, like, push in the car and drive because no one's going to stop me because I'm a young lady.
Yeah.
And I had like the my St. John's parking sticker, so like I had a student sticker on my car.
Okay,
so like,
that cool New York,
nice stuff though.
Yeah, so it's like you know,
you ain't let nobody cook nothing in your kitchen.
Nah,
you weren't no drug mule.
Yeah.
I mean mule as far as like driving the shit.
No, I'm talking about when they got to put it up in you. When they got to put it up in you.
I don't
like the first season of the cartels.
No.
Narcos. I'm talking about that.
I feel like you can get a yeast infection like that.
No, you can die.
Yeah. Oh, that's
you can
even worse.
Yeah.
Fuck yeast infection. You can die. Yeah. If that balloon pop in you, it's a wrap.
Because most drug dealers that I knew, they don't see girlfriends as people. Like, they don't see people as people. You know what I mean? Everybody is just a...
Well, those are very, they feel like everyone's like replaceable.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they have no faith in people. Yeah, it's...
It was always very fascinating. I used to see like girls who dated drug dealers and then were like shocked when it was like he would leave her with a case. You know what I mean? It was just like, what did you think?
Fuck a baby.
How'd you think this was going to happen? Yeah, yeah.
I know girls
who missed out on their 20s.
Yeah, that's so sad.
So she'll be home in 14 years. You know what I mean?
That's God.
You know, she was dating drug dealers at 19.
Oh, poor girl.
She'll be back in her 30s. She'll be back in her 30s. She's going to learn a lot.
Yeah, if you talk about girls that'll hate on you, those be the girls that'll hate on you. Like, what? This bitch got to go to Disney World? I'm doing 23-1 for fucking putting crack in my pussy?
And she writing niggas and dropping a line through the toilet because he on the floor below.
You seen that shit?
Level Lockdown when they writing the letters and sending through the dookie shoot. Oh,
most of those girls were in there behind some dude.
Of course, most women are in jail because of a man.
Most girls were in there because of some dude.
Trust me, I did comedy at Rikers Island for 2 years, and when I used to go to the women's prison, most of them girls were those women were in there because of a man.
So down.
Whether they did something for the man, or they shot him because he was cheating, or stabbed him because he was cheating. Like, it's always boils down to a man.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. women don't really go out and commit crimes on their own.
Yeah, it's not. Dude. Yeah, we don't really do that shit.
Have you ever committed? Like, you ever? Do you ever do petty crime coming up?
Like stealing from Target, the self checkout.
Yeah.
That was this morning.
I was about to say, whoa, self checkout. That's pretty modern. That's a new one, right?
That's regular. Yeah. I'm not.
Did you know you can self checkout, return the item, and then get cash back for it?
That's the kind of crime Dylan does. I like the way Dylan thinks, man. Dylan. Dylan, he laughs at his crime too, right? That's white guy crime.
You know
crime.
He gonna get away with it.
That's white guy crime.
He's going to motorized skateboard.
Look at this little loophole I found in the system, and watch me exploit it. $3 at a time. Build an entire
Target gift card.
Yeah,
slowly just building income.
And build a fucking empire because he'll have a plan. $3
at a time.
That's the one thing. That's why I needed more white friends when I was doing crime because white friends plan it out.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
When we were kids, we didn't plan out shit, man. Like, we would steal a car, just drive around in it for, like, a few hours.
What are you, from Newark?
Dump it. I'm from Philly.
Oh, that sounds like some Newark shit.
Yeah, it was dumb.
Well, yeah.
But we would just, and nowhere to go. Just riding around. Yeah, it's summer, and we don't feel like we don't feel like walking.
I had the friends in the suburbs that was, like, crafty. Like, it was like Kevin McAllister type fucking, they come up with some Dennis the Menace style way of stealing shit. So I had one homie who used to put a rubber band on his belt loop, put a paper clip on the fucking rubber band, and we go to the mall. You know how they got them expensive ass baseball cards?
Oh, yeah.
And he would go for the hottest ones, but he'd act like he'd looking, but somehow he was juxing.
Oh, God.
He would put the paper clip on the card and just start looking at something else and walk away. The card would go with him on some flash shit, and he would re up. And then, you know, niggas would, but everybody was crafty.
And how old was he?
We all had to be 15, 16.
Yeah.
Wait, so would he sell them or something?
Yeah,
absolutely. Because they're worth a lot of money. Yeah. It was like those guys that knew that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
Like,
he was going
and you have no idea where this guy is now, do you?
No. Yeah. Absolutely no.
And he's probably he's probably
doing. He knows
doing
where
well.
You at, though.
I'm doing all right.
Nah. Maybe. He might. I was trying to think.
People think I'm a hero out in South Jersey. They think, yo, this nigga Derek doing it.
Well, you are.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
So, yeah. SJ, I'm nice out there. Now, when I get like a big blockbuster, dunzo. I can't wait. I'm going to own that city. I'm going to own South Jersey.
What city is it?
Lindenwald is going to be Derek's town. That's what I'm going to say in prison. My town.
Lindenwald. Oh, yeah. They're probably
I'm
going to
Google that. I never heard of it.
Yeah, a lot of people ain't
never putting it on the map. Putting it on the map.
Lindenwald, bro.
This is where I'm from.
Yeah, it was real good.
That's where I'm
from. Was it? Was I good?
Yeah, it's an hour and six.
I'm saying, was I a good host?
Yeah, he was great.
I mean, I'm sorry, guess.
Yeah, he was a great guest.
Yeah.
That's why we have you on the show.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't you get in your head, girl.
I want to find out a little bit now. Why you think he wasn't?
Why you?
I want to hear. I just like to hear people.
No, I just feel like, I don't know, because when you're a comic, people feel like, oh, you. Like, when I have conversation, people are like, oh, I thought you were going to be funny. I'm like, bro, I'm just having a conversation.
Yeah, the goons. We was having a good old time.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we had a good conversation.
I feel like I should have been like, I don't know, be more jokey. All right.
Go ahead. Give us what you thought. Give us what you thought.
Nah, I can't.
Come on, you want to do more than hacky radio? Waka, waka, waka.
Don't do no waka, waka. You already did the bing, bong, bing. We like that. Bing, bong, bing.
I usually say that.
Be bing, bong, bing.
It's so crazy because I usually, like, I use that term. Like, being like the.
Hey,
I don't know how else to describe
you.
It as a bing, bong, bing.
Being you, that's why we enjoyed the shit.
Yeah.
The bing, bong, bings.
Yeah, that's how I describe it. Like, was she a bing?
Now, if you don't. Is that bing, bong, bing?
Or are you trying to be with him?
No, there's a lot of guests I don't book because they'll come on and fake it. Or they'll come out and try to kill the energy.
Nah.
I know those people, so no, that's why I booked the fly months. The fly motherfuckers.
Yay,
right?
I'm glad I made the cut.
My guy.
Thank you, guys.
The dogs. No cats. Nima cat.
No. Nigga, shut up.
Fuck. People do.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if Dylan told you, but he's filming a documentary right now called Black Ass Comedy Show Is My Vietnam. And it's just all of the bombs that he had. And he films every bomb. And they hear me and you laughing in the back, us getting on stage, ripping on him, and him punching doors and crying at the bar. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. It's called Black Ass Comedy Show, My Vietnam. Dylan DeGree. I'm producing it.
The memoirs.
Honestly, sounds like a great idea. That's coming soon.
Yeah.
That's coming
memoir.
Soon.
It'll just be him.
I can't get black crowds. Mm. He's going to be, I don't understand black audiences. I need
it's just like honesty.
But nah, bro, you gonna be fine, Dylan. You gonna graduate in that white T-shirt. Damn, I'm gonna make you my Justin Bieber. I'm sorry. I'm gonna find me a white person. I'm Usher before he got corny. I'm 87 on one Usher.
Before he got corny?
Usher is just such a geek. Like I met him at the Eddie Murphy party. He 4'8".
I'm like,
wait, you met Usher?
Usher short?
He's short as fuck.
I did not know.
Fan?
No.
Usher, and this is before he had the little. Gumby, and now the nigga doing Vegas.
I'm laughing. I'm only laughing at that because I've judged like where women are mentally. By, like, if they like Usher, I'm like, oh yeah, he's an old head. You know what I mean? And it was funny for her to be like, no. I mean, I know. I'm not.
Yeah.
Nah, Usher, that's my era.
I liked,
Usher was my Teddy P.
What the fuck is that song? I can't remember.
Well, let me ask you this, because you're in the dance hall, right?
Very much so.
Okay. Out of those dudes, who's attractive to you in dance hall? Like, is somebody like Masika. Beanie Man attractive?
No.
Okay.
There's a new artist. Like, he's fairly new. He's been out maybe like 4 or 5 years.
Uh-huh.
I think he's...
What's his name?
Masika?
That's like Massacre, right?
Yes.
But can you spell it for him?
M-A-S-I-C-K-A.
M-A-S-I-C-K-A. Please look at it. I just want to see this guy. Because they always have these weird looks
like,
to me.
He's not like...
they not from it. They island
I think he's like...
But
I think he's sexy.
They're not much different than like the way like a little Uzi Vert style now is like... And we be like, what the hell is that? And I'm
that's
like,
right,
yeah,
that. In Jamaica, we've been
kind of doing that for
forever.
Right. But it's weird because, like, I'm curious.
You can find... There he go right there.
Okay, so he's not, like, a bunch of colorful dreads and stuff
No. I don't like niggas like that.
Yeah.
And he's, like...
He just jallied in a motherfucker. That boy Jaws, he like a pit bull.
He does have a white...
Jaw, that motherfucker Jaws. All right, crazy.
Maybe another picture. Listen.
That nigga like Eddie Winslow.
I'm just curious. But I get... At least I get it here with that guy.
He's attractive to me.
There's some other dudes, you know,
I take those
when they be like just scraggly fishnet, you know what I mean? With the...
Me one.
And it's like... And I think they get pussy. So
he's the only one that I find attractive, really.
Okay.
Okay.
And when does daggering stop?
I don't dagger. I don't do
You've never
that?
Done
That's
that?
I don't like it. It's
what the hell is that?
Yeah, what
it's
is
like
that?
A fast, like a...
It's an aggressive, very aggressive dance that... You think Wally's are aggressive. Like,
Philly. Yeah, I know
I'm from Philly, where we'll get a girl in the wall. You ever seen that scene or from Fresh Prince where he's like, let me show you how we get down in Philly, right? Like, they make Philly, we look like teenagers to know we're like
the daggering is just I don't participate.
Maybe jumping
I don't
shit.
I don't participate at all.
Maybe flipping off the wall.
Never.
Y'all never ask, but like, do you know whether like mom participated in this shit? Aunts, grandmas, like where
like
is
in the Shatta area?
How far
in
back does daggering go?
No, like daggering start like that was since I was like in like middle school, high school. Like that started like around there.
So there's girls that I've seen in these like these junkyard videos. Mm-hmm. They're full on grandmothers by now, right? Chicks that were getting slammed through tables, getting their butts set on fire.
That's daggering.
Yeah, that's somebody's, that could honestly be somebody's mom right now, right?
I'm pretty sure she's someone's mom.
He's still, and she's in the wall.
Yeah, like.
And they don't stop.
Like, bag right of the stage behind the speakers.
Wait, what? And then just got up and left her.
Yeah.
That's what's his name.
And continues with his day.
And she loves it. Like, it's, I get it, you don't do it. Do you know anybody that enjoys this shit? Do girls really like it?
Like, when I go home, I see girls do it at parties, but I don't participate. And, like, if a guy asks me to dance, I'm like, if my feet leave the ground, I'm going to smack the shit out of you. Don't fucking play with me. I threatened him before.
I don't want to be airborne.
Yeah, and I'll turn around, like, I swear to God, I will smack the dog shit out of you. Do not fucking play with me.
Eva, I don't know how you do it, but it sounds like you walk into all of these worlds of the most aggressive men on the planet.
I do.
And you just run shit. It's absolutely.
Remember that girl that stopped the ostrich?
I've never heard of it.
Remember that girl that stopped that big ass bird from charging?
The bird or the bee?
No, there was a big ass ostrich.
Oh.
She was on a farm and she went, and he just.
Oh, word?
That's who you are. You the ostrich whisperer. You be slowing these ornery ass niggas down.
I just wanted to get that insight. This is a fun one, but we got to get this thing closed now.
Yeah.
All right. Where can they find you if they're looking for you online, love?
At Eva Evans Comedy, EVAEVANS Comedy on Instagram, Twitter.
Twitter.
If you got a blue check mark.
If you got a blue check mark, leave me alone. I'm trying to be good.
She's trying to be a good girl.
Leave me the fuck alone.
Just check niggas, don't check in.
Just follow and watch, all right? Yes. You'll know when she's ready to receive again.
You're doing good right now.
I'm doing very good.
All right, Dylan, say goodbye to the people, man.
Come to Black Ass Comedy Show every Sunday.
It's Vietnam.
And then subscribe to Nerdy for Apologies. Get to 5K already, guys.
No doubt. All right, Natalie, say goodbye to the people.
Bye, everyone.
There you go, man. I love humble Ned.
I know.
Bye, everyone.
I know. I don't know why we keep trying to make her more than
let
what
her be
she
who she is. That's why
she's
sometimes I plug. I appreciate being thrown to. Just didn't have the mental focus today.
It's
to
okay, babe. Don't worry
plugs.
About it. We live to play another day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Natalie's like a pet rabbit. You know what I mean? You're like, should I feed the rabbit? It'll be fine. Derek, say goodbye to people.
All right, now, Derek, the great boy Gaines. It's the great boy on Instagram. You know where to find me, and I'll talk to y'all soon.
And I'm the guy. Thank you, Tuna. Can I?